for you. You don't stumble on this. Hallelujah. Unless it's revealed by the Ruach Yah, you will never get it. And few there be that find it. And so the spirit of Esau, I had nothing to preach the day. I said to Yah, I have nothing. Set down a few scriptures. And I haven't even gotten to the crux of the scriptures, really. But I was sitting the other day, I was talking to Deacon Horn yesterday as we were laying the blocks. I said that, Yah, show me something in scripture. And because we got back late last night, I said, I won't even touch it because it is such a profoundness to it. That it takes more than words to express that. We must have the prepared mind to understand it. But it's in the book. I'm looking for something, Yah, which way will you lead me? Nothing in my ruah, nothing to preach. I don't like it like that. And then all of a sudden, as I'm looking in the scripture, here's a scripture that stands out greater than a pot of gold. And the simplicity of the phraseology was so simple. I say, how did I miss this? I've read it more than one time, probably hundreds of times. And yet, I missed it all. This generation is the same. It is missing. But Yahweh is instructing them. For a man has no love for his mitzvah. This is the love of Yah. When he doesn't train his home in this, he's a sick creature of hell. But a mother, I don't care if she has no man, no husband, man. She holds fast to the Torah of Yah. If the children go astray unto hell, let them go. You maintain the Torah. You maintain the life of Yeshua. Hallelujah. You hold fast the word of Iman, of truth. You hold on to that. Let them go the way of Baal. You hold fast to what he says. He said, my people, they are revolting people. They are rebellious in their love. And they have revolted and gone. Verse 25. Jeremiah 5. Yah says, he says this now. He says, your iniquities, what is that? What is he implying? He is saying, your Torah lustness, you will not obey the Torah. You will not receive Torah. Your iniquities have turned away these things, the blessings of the fullness of Yah upon you. He say, and your sins have withholden tough things from you. It is your sins, your wickedness, your vile nature that has withheld the tough things of Yah from us. He that knoweth to do tough and does it not, it is a sin. When you know it's right, when the word of Yah tells you what to do and you don't do it, you are blatantly defying Torah, brothers and sisters. You are a child of hell. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sons, your makes no difference. When they supersede or you allow your emotions or feeling to supersede Yah, to be a friend of the world, don't you know you're an enemy of Almighty Yah? You can take that any way you want to. Well, that's my daughter. She's a Jezebel. That's my son. He's a dog. And for you to be a friend, what is that? You are persuaded by their actions, and you're not persuaded by the actions of Yah. Why? Because you're not a friend of Yeshua. He said, I call you no more servant, but friend. Why? Because you do what I command you to do. And you know my commandments have not arisen from my earthly presentation. They've come from the Abar. This weak jellyback generation is weak. It's effeminate. No men to be found. Few there be. Few there be that find it. You can't find a man. You can't find them today. Period. Hallelujah. Because you're willing to capitulate. Did Yeshua capitulate? When the Pharisees and the whole mob came against him, he did not bat an eye. Did he alter the Torah of Yah? Not for one. Well, you and your disciplined ones, your disciples, your shlishims, you know that you don't even wash your hands. You go out on the Shabbat and you pull an ear corn.
He did not capitulate. Because, you know, you could not take but 2,360 steps on the Shabbat. So they took 2,000. I counted every last one. He took 30 more steps. This is a religious generation. It doesn't know the power of Yah. Uraman has not. That's why he said, go in Jerusalem and see if you can find a man. Now that's a mockery and a shame upon us. That he come here in the gathering of Yisrael today, those that are listening, and he look for a man, can't find one. What kind of a man that will stand on the Mishpatim, the judgment of Yah, and reveal unto you your hidden sins? You know, for quiet, that's all right. The man is in Yahshua. He is in me. Sure he is. He is in me today. Hallelujah. I will not ever, yeah, capitulate on truth to gain anyone. For the truth will gain a brother and a true sister. That's what it will gain. Lies, falsehood will deceive a brother or sister. I will speak the truth in simplicity that you can understand. Do not need a choice vocabulary, broken grammar, that's all right. But the truth is not broken. It stands the test. The truth is not broken. And that's why you need to buy the truth and don't sell it. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You need to buy the truth. Buy it. What? Well, just offer the offering of Torah unto Yah that He has blessed you to buy it. That's all you got. That's all you got. No tithes and offering, no money. All you got is Torah. Torah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 26 of the same chapter. Now, is Yahweh talking to the Hittites or the Jebusites, or is He talking to Israel? He's talking to Israel and Yehuda, isn't He? He says in verse 26, He says, for among My people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set snares. They set a trap and they catch men. For among My people are vile, detestable men. They're wicked men. And they set these gins, these traps. And that's what they're doing today, my friends. They're setting gins and traps to snare the people. The people are snared today. You must understand that there's Israel among the Goyim, the Gentiles or the nations. And they're ensnared by the religious practices and the religious whoredom of today. They're snared by it. Because men have set traps and they try to explain truth when truth is always revealed. You cannot explain truth. You cannot explain Yah. You cannot. That's why you need the mind of HaMashiach, for it's Yahshua the revelation of Yah's truth. It's Yahshua the revelation of His truth. Well, sure He is. So you need that mind for truth to be revealed. And what this generation of corruption of wicked men, they try to explain it. Well, no, He meant that. No, He meant what He said. Oh, brother, you got that. No, my friend, you have it wrong. He meant what He said. Read that. Well, I know it said that. No, my friend, you have not read that. You don't know what it says. Because if you did, you would know what He says. What I just read, from among My people I found wicked men. Is that truth? That's, you don't have to explain that. What we need is the revelation of that. How has the seed of Shaitan has become immersed in the bayit of Yah? Well, He warns us because the Kohen, because of the Raha, the pastors, because they were wicked men, they have let their guard down, and they have not brought the true judgment of Yahweh among the people of Yah. It is a generation that despises judgment. You get angry. You get upset. You know that the power of true Torah is not in you. You don't like for Yah to correct you. You don't want Yahweh to show you your sins and your wickedness. You don't want that. And so Yah has caused, and He has allowed the cauldron to be opened, and wicked men, they have come out. Scripture shows an example of that with Moshe. He gave the oracles unto Moshe. And He raised up among him one, they had the staff of that power, and his name was Aharon. He was the epitome of the Kohen, or the priestlyhood of Almighty Yah. And when there rose up those that forbade Moses, or Moshe, because they said, you take too much upon yourself. You don't know what you're doing. You don't understand the oracles of Yah. So they rose up Dathan and Abiram. And what's the other one? Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. Yeah, they rose up against Moshe. And Yah says to Israel, He says to Moshe, He said, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. Because this wickedness must be purged out of Israel. And Yah is, He is cutting off your sons, your daughters, your mamas, your daddies. He's cutting them off into darkness. For a man rejects his truth. I don't care what your emotions say, or your feelings. Doesn't mean nothing to Yahweh. When one rejects Yahweh's truth, he rejects Him. That's why Yahshua said, I pray not for the world. I pray for all those you've given me. Korah, they rose up against Moshe and says, they say unto him, you take too much. Yah says, I'm going to do something that is profound. That will bring fear upon Israel. Yah says, I'm going to cause the earth to open. It's going to cleave open. It's going to split. And everything that appertain or everything that is with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they shall go down alive into hell, into the pit. They go down alive. And when they stood in the doors of their homes, because they were trying to deny, what they tried to do is remove the power of the light of Torah. Moshe was the light of the power of Torah. Just like Yahshua, there are many that say that Yahshua, well, he was just a man, he was the son of Yah. He was the living word of Yah. He was set for defense of Torah. We are set for defense of the message and the truth of Yahshua. Because we don't defend that, we have no living power of Torah in us. So this generation, they're denying Him. They're rejecting Him. They're rejecting Torah. And those that call themselves Hebrew Israelites, they're rejecting Torah. And yet, where's the remission of their sins? This wicked, vile generation. That's what it is. It's amazing because they will sit out there and listen to Pastor Roberts. Believe me. I hear from people from all over. With all of their doctrines, it means nothing to me. The truth of Yah is always revealed. So Yah opened up the earth. He caused it to cleave. And they went down alive in the pit, didn't they? The men servants, their armed babies, their little ones. Well, I don't believe that. He's going to destroy them. As the 42 said to Elijah, go you, bald head. Go ye. He turned in the name of Yah. He said, and I curse every last one of you. And two she bears. And the bears raising up is already. For the bears been infuriated by this whole America. The Russian claws. And China, this substitute, this foreign. You understand. Isn't it amazing that they bought $500 million worth of weapons of the day from China? And Mr. Bush says they're foolish. But they gave them the money to do that. And so strengthen the hands of this little cub, that she shall rise into the strength of a dragon, a bear. And the two she-bears came out and ripped them to slithers to hell. He's going to tear it up. You reject His Torah, His truth. Elijah was the epitome of Torah. He was the power of Torah.
He was the strength of Torah.
Just one man. And I shall spare the place. I will spare the city. But no man is found today. His people, they're wicked. They're being snared because they are wicked. He will send unto you just what you are. If a man delights in Yah's truth, he will give him the desires of his love. This world is raping the hearts of the people of Yah. They make them compromise the truth. They are those that the Shabbat, they don't even fear Yah, but they fear what man can do. You're a jackass. You're a cowardly dog. You're less than a man or woman. He tells us, Joshua, they fear not what man can do to us. Fear not what the enemy or the one that is able to destroy your body, your flesh, but fear him. But fear him. Fear Yah, who's able to destroy your body and flesh and then cast you into hell. We don't fear him today. We fear man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, brother said to one of the brothers, well, you honor me like you honor Pastor Roberts. In essence, what he was saying. Well, I got the brothers together and I said, well, scripture says, fear the king and honor man, all men. That's what it says. So if a man doesn't honor another man, then he's walking in wickedness. Is that right? Is that not the truth? He tells us to honor all men. And then he tells us also, he said, when the elder rules well, when he speaks with the power of Yah, then he is counted worthy of double honor. That's what he said. I said to the one, you don't know the scripture. You don't know what scripture says. You get awful quiet because you don't know what he says. Is Yah who says that? Because he watches for you. That's what the elder does. He watches. I'm not going to be able to get to all this at once today because of my time. You'll get too weary. But there's something very important here. This is just the foundation of what I wanted to preach today, all right? But I must finish this. I got to finish it because the message is just too profound not to omit. He says, look at this in verse 31 of the same chapter. He says this now. I'm going to get to the threshold of this, all right? Then I'll go back. Hallelujah. I'll get to the threshold. I'll save it for another day. Because I know, Brother Michael, I know you want to hear it all, but that's all right. Make your mouth watery and make you hope for the day to come. He says in verse 31, he says that the Nabi, the prophets, they prophesy with truth. Falsely? You mean they prophesy with lies and falsehood? He said they prophesy with lies, and that's what these pseudo prophets are. They're not the Nabi of Yah. For you will know what a Nabi speaks. Can I tell you, will you receive this truth? For out of the mouth of a Nabi will always come Mishpatim, judgment. Always judgment. Show me what in the book whereby judgment did not come. He will not come prophesying that you're going to have riches, you're going to have goods, you're going to be rich, you're going to be a millionaire. They're lying dogs. The land dogs out of the mouth of a Nabi are the Nabi of Yah. When Yah sends a Nabi, when Yah raises up a Nabi, when the Nabi comes to that zenith of his recognition, he will speak judgment unto Israel. And it will be a fire judgment. It will burn. It will scour. It will cause people to rot and to disperse. That's what a Nabi always speaks. Always mispart him. He never prophesies some little sweet sugar tablets. He always prophesied the vengeance, the correction, the destruction, the damnation of Almighty Yahweh. For his prophecy is not based upon your looks or your attitude. It's based upon Torah and the power of that Torah in him. For they're prophets. And we have plenty of those in this religious world today. They're false pseudo men. They're not moving in the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He said, for their prophets, they prophesy falsely. Listen this now. And the Kohen, the priests, they bear rule by their means. What do you mean, preacher? They call themselves bishops and everything, and they bear rule by their means. They establish their own little doctrine or forays of doctrines. And by their own means, they bear rule. It's by their own ideologue or they bear rule of their own doctrine they have based upon their own wickedness. They rule the people. And Yah says that my people are ruled by his Torah. We'll rule by the Torah and the light of his truth. So by their own means do they bear rule. And my people hate that. My people. Imagine the level of y'all being smitten. He said, my people love to have it that way. They want it that way. Out of all I've granted unto them, they'd rather have that. Out of my great riches, my jewels I've given unto them, they'd rather have it that way. He says, and what will you do in the end thereof? He says, you want it that way, don't you? But what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the hands of Yah extended against you? This is what this generation wants. So they go about to establish their own leaders, and they look for men or these effeminate men that will speak lies to them or to their emotions. Madam Yah, like Pastor Robert, to tell you your sins reprove you, then that is not very kosher. So you will begin to search for those that are applicable, or their rhetoric, and that's all it is applicable to your belief of how you feel. And so you begin to seek out men like that, or Jezebel's women. You don't want to seek out a man that stands in the Ruah of HaMashiach. I will tell you the truth, because it's going to break down all your little facades, your little falsehoods. It's going to crack the door down, honey. He's going to kick it down. He's not going to knock. He's going to knock it down. We're going to tear down the groves of Baal. We're not going to just dismantle them. I'm going to tear them down. I don't care if it's your son, daughters, your mom and daddy. If they are your groves, whereby your attention is given unto them more than Yah, I'm going to tear down. And I will not apologize at all. I will tear it down. I will bring it down. That's what the word of Yah does. And that's what he will do. Hallelujah. And so we love to have it that way. We want it that way because that's what we want. We don't want what Yah says. And nor do we want to walk in the truth of Almighty Yahweh. We have no desire to please Him. We have no willingness to obey Him. We want the systems that have no water. They're empty. They're like clouds carried about by every wind, every storm of doctrine. They are dry clouds. They have no water in them at all. Period. Deacon Horn last night, he brought out unto us about the distillation, or the word of Yah being distilled in our lives. As he brought out the points how the rain pours from Hashemayim, and the earth and the hard core of the earth and the rocks, how it's filtered through that. Like he's trying to filter this word through our wickedness and our hardness of our hearts and our stubbornness. And it filters down through the rocks until it hit the system of the flow of the living streams that we may, it may rise to the top and we may have pure water. So he brought out that analogy in such a way and how the word of Yah ought to just fill our lives and get down in the inward parts. Hallelujah. And it break up the fallow ground. And would open up the reservoir of the living water of the truth of Almighty Yah, that the word of Yah would permeate us. Now we don't want that. We love to have it that way. We love to have men tell us falsehoods. Lies. Tell me the truth, Yah. Make your way plain to me. Show me where I've fallen. Show me where I've done wrong. Show me where I've lied and stole and robbed. Show me, Yah. I've defied your Torah. You're not going to defy the Torah of Yah and go into the kingdom. I'm telling you that now. You don't have the love of Yah in you. You don't have the witness of Yahshua in you. You have the knowledge of His truth and you don't obey it. If any man says that he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, his Torah, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. We know that Shaitan was a liar from the beginning. He did not dwell in the Torah of Yah. He did not dwell in the government of Almighty Yahweh. He did not abide in there, but he turned against the Torah. So when a man says he has the Torah of Yah in him, he has the love of Yah, and he doesn't keep his Torah, he's a flat out Jezebel of a liar.
Woman says that I know him and keeps not his Torah. She's a liar. I don't care who she is. Man, here's the truth. You don't harm your left. You may be ignorant. You may not understand. And Yah says, boy, don't you understand? I winked at your ignorance. Now I call you to repent. Just listen. Hear my servant. And what they did, as even as their father, as he cried unto them, he said, you stiff-necked, you uncircumcised in lamb. You always do resist the Ruah HaKodesh as your Avat did. And instead of them allowing the word to prick their lamb and cut it, they stop their ears. They put their fingers in their ears. They harden their hearts. And they resolve their countenance. And they began to gnaw with their teeth. And they ran upon that man and they gnawed him. And even while the stones were coming, there were those still gnawing upon him. The man resists the truth of Yah. Rob Yah did not come to have us acting like fools. He came to draw from the well. But Yah has written Yisrael to bring the light of His truth unto Yisrael, that He has shown us the sure sign that we are sealed. It is the living Torah that the Ruach says you're sealed until the day of redemption, because that's in Yisrael, and I'm here to draw from it to give you the strength to maintain the course. Deacon Horn brought that out about the mark of Yah. That was so beautiful. I wish I had recorded how the mark of Yah, as the world is marked, everything in the world is marked. He was right on time on that one. The children of the enemy, are they not marked? I just preached on that. The tares. The enemy of Yah went forth and sowed tares. And he brought out the different implications of marks. I said, man, this is nice. I was tired from laying those blocks yesterday. My back was hurting. Brother Jason said to me, what's wrong with you, Pastor? Trying to stretch my back? Hadn't been it like that, picking up 50-pound blocks. That's heavy. What's wrong with you? He got a little frightened then. I said, I'm all right. Just work here, son. And he brought out to us how that Yah, he always mark his people. You know the mark of Yah's people because they have the life of Torah in them. That's a religious practice. I don't care what we learn from mom and dad. I don't care what Pentecost has taught us. We got to know what Torah teaches us. And what Torah teaches us is the truth of Yah. It teaches us the validity of His kingdom. It teaches us His identity. It teaches us who He is. It shows us who He is. And Yahshua says, now you hear all that, right, Deacon Benny? Yes, I do. He said, all right, now look at me. When you sit, oh, my, see the light of it. That the brightness of that is amplified. You understand the fullness of the power of Almighty Yahweh. That's what we need today, brothers and sisters. We've had enough of religiosity, and we practice religion for the longest I know I had. Now I want to walk in the light. As He shined the light unto me, I want to walk in it. When I'm walking here and there's a little shadow there, I know I'm not walking in the light. When you get in the light of the fullness of the light, there's no shadow. Why? There's no shadow of changing in Yah. There is no shadow of changing or turning back. And so when you get in the fullness of the light, you want to go onto the light. There's no shadow there to cause you to want to turn back and say, what is that behind me? If you out there in the light, you see a shadow, you tell me you don't turn around, you wonder what that is, you see something in the distance, like a shadow, you get a little scared. So there's no shadow changing in there. No shadow at all. Not one bit at all. Period. Because we have not adhered to the truth of Yah, because we have sought after men, those that will speak things that are favorable unto our sinful ways. We want it that way, we like it that way, we love it that way. We do not want a true man of Yah, a man that speaks with the Ruah of Yah that will show us and expose our sins and reveal the nakedness of our corruption. Show everything that is in us that is not of Yah. That's what the Torah does. Religious talk never do that. Religious talk will never do that. Oh, you will feel nice in your flesh. They do that in the world. They go to their whole houses and ball games and they shout all night. Is it amazing that people will say, why Pastor Roberts talk so loud? And yet they go to ball games and they scream beyond the capacity of their lungs.
I'm going to cry loud, and I will not spare. I will show Yehuda their transgression, and the house of Israel their sins. I will cry out. I will not spare. I will not allow my voice to be impeded by the sins of a nation and a people that rejects Almighty Yahweh. I got some more scriptures I'm going to read, but I'm going to hold on to the conclusion of this message because it would take me at least 2 more hours to finish that. And you get weary, all right. Of course, my body doesn't feel like doing it either. Hallelujah. That's why I bless y'all for raising the young men, that they would raise in the strength of Yah and that maturity. I have no problem sitting down, believe me. I have no problem listening. I love to listen. Wise man, he listens and he hears. That's the only way he can become wiser. Fools cannot hear. That's why this is an unwise generation. They don't have the ability to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the body began its metamorphosis. It began to change. So it doesn't produce the same thing that it did 10 years ago. Different. And that is the truth. Well, I don't believe that. When you get here, then you'll find out. You will see, all right? Hallelujah. I want to read a few more scriptures before I close. I want to go back. He says, the scripture says here in Jeremiah chapter 6. And I want to read a few things here, and I want to stop because that's where I want to begin the next time. So you all say, Yah. Come on, say, Yahweh. Help Pastor Roberts to preach this to us. I will. Yah's will, all right? He says in verse 14 of chapter 7. Chapter 6. Yeah, that's it. Chapter 6. He says here in verse 6. That's it. For this hath Yahweh host said. He said, hew you down trees and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is wholly oppressed in the midst of her. As a fountain cast out her waters. My, what a statement. I don't want this testimony against me. So she cast out her wickedness. Let me tell you what a wicked man is. Brothers and sisters, this is a wicked man, a wicked woman. When one hears the truth of Yah and they reject it, they become criminal. They have the mindset of a criminal. It is a criminality that they will defy the Torah, the law of Yah, without any thought of consequences. He says, out of the midst of Jerusalem, my people, there is a fountain, there is a flow, there is a casting forth of wickedness, uncleanliness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me, continuously, is grief and wounds. Yah said, before me is nothing but grief and wounds. Because of their wickedness, their sins, their vileness. This is a generation that is full of the wounds and wickedness. Our wounds have been imparted unto us by our sinful ways and our wickedness. Yah's sword, the man of Yah doesn't bear the sword of Yah in vain. He cuts. He inflicts wounds. And he doesn't mollify the wounds either. He's not mollifying the wounds of this generation. They're open wounds that pus is running out of them. He said, be you instructed, O Jerusalem. He said, lest my being or my presence depart from you. Lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. He warns them to be instructed. Do we lack instructions? Someone can tell you something that is a simplicity, you need to do it. And we become very formidable against that. Who does she think she is telling me? He can't tell me. You are a fool. He said, be instructed. Listen to Yah. Let him instruct you. Let the prophets, let the Navi, let the men of Yah, let the women of Yah, let them instruct you, daughters. Let them instruct you, men. He said, be you instructed. Hear
And when one is instructed, they have the ability to be disciplined. He tells us, be disciplined. Be disciplined ones. Let my Torah discipline you. Let it do that. O Jerusalem, he said, now if you're not disciplined, I'm going to depart from you. And I will make your land that is inhabited. This says Yah of hosts. They shall thoroughly clean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back your hand as a great gatherer into the basket. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may heal? Who is he warning today? Is he warning you? Who is he speaking to? Is he speaking to you? Everything he said is for you today. To whom, Israel, shall I speak and give warning? He said, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hear. He said, see, behold, the word of Yah is unto them a reproach. It's a shameful, despicable thing of mockery. They have great delight in it. Do we find ourselves here where you take no delight in the word of Yah? It is an abysmal shame. It is a tragedy, travesty. Because we take no delight. For one takes delight, as Deacon Benny reminds us often, there is an expression of esprit. One rejoices. One is glad to hear the truth of Yah. One expresses that unto him. It is a generation and a people that takes no delight in the Torah of Yah. And when you take no delight in Yah's Torah, he takes no delight in you. When you take no delight in obeying his mitzvah, he will not take delight in you. You're not going to orchestrate your own path. He has set the boundaries of our path. He has set our ways. He has made our ways known, or his ways known unto us. And so our way is his way, because we walk in the way that leads unto life. And that life and light is Yahshua. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the light and the life of Almighty Yahweh. You can't come unto Yahweh no other way. The Torah cannot be revealed in another way. Cannot be revealed in some religious practice. Has to be revealed to the revelation and the visitation of Yahshua the Lamb. They had every element of Torah, but the only power was revealed when Yahshua came. That's why they fought. That's why they tried to ostracize him and fight against him. But he revealed the truth, and he is the truth. When you see this light of the truth, you walk therein. Yahweh says, therefore, I am full of fury. Therefore, Yermashah, I'm full of the fury of Yah. I'm weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, and the age with him that is of full days. And in their house shall be turned over to others with their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith Yah. Is that not a true prophecy today? The husband, the wife, they're taken away from each other during the course of the day. The children are taken. The schoolhouses, the ball games and all this damnable trash, the activities. That's wickedness. They're training your sons and your daughters to reject Yah. They're training them to turn their hearts away from Yahweh. Everything. The only thing that trained them to love Yah's Torah. Their extracurricular activity trained them against Yah. It doesn't train them to turn to Yahweh. It trains them to turn away from Yahweh. Verse 13 is where I'm going to close it. He said, for from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone. Now, he did not say some of them. He said everyone. Is given to what? He said they're given to what? They're given to covetousness. Is there anything in the Torah that says that? You should not covet your neighbor. He said they're given to covetousness. Is this not the spirit of this age? that the people are given over to covetousness? Does not Christendom teach them to be greedy and lustful? They can never be satisfied. They can never have enough, can they? He said, from the greatest to the leaders, the preacher living at a $1.2 million house, he still doesn't have enough. He got to get one at 1.6 because the other preacher got one at 1.5. You're not preaching. They may be preaching with another raha of Yah. He said, from the least to the greatest, they can't have enough. The ones that even have the pot to piss in or what did they throw it out of? Yah give them a dwelling place, they still don't have enough. They're greedy. Everyone is given over to covetousness. They're greedy. And from the Nabi even unto the priest, everyone deals with lies. They deal falsely. You never deal falsely with your brother or sister, do you? They deal falsely. They deal with deception. They deal with lies. They deal with corruption. Everyone. From the prophet, the Nabi, to the priest, they deal with falsehood. From those that say they're your friend, they deal with falsehoods. They will smile with grandeur and say we're friends, and yet they're full of hypocrisy and lies. Everyone deal falsely. They don't deal with the right Ru'ah. They don't deal with the Ru'ah of Yah. This is a generation that is a false generation. That's why they're taken by the fictitious things today. That's why that there were those that were waiting in line. Some lines had 1,500, 5,000 people to get the Harry Potter's book. And we are such damnable hypocrites. We can't even get to Yah's house on time. You're lazy. We're not even good jackasses. You're lazy. There's no press for Yah. And people wait in line 10 hours to buy a damnable book of witchcraft. And Yah open up the book of life to you and you can't keep your lazy eyes open in Yah's house. You slough of drunkenness with swine meat in your bellies. Yet you can go to a ball game and watch the Panthers or the Hornets or the Hawks or whoever, and you will not bat one eye because you think you missed the action. A ball game, 3 hours, 3, 4 hours. Take you 5 hours, find your place to park, and you have no problem spending out $10, $15. You have no problem spending out $30 for a ticket. $5 for a damn hot dog with swine in it. And a soda pop. When it comes to Yah, you got a problem with that. I don't care if you hypocrites don't like me. I have no problem with that. Yah told me, HaMashiach said, we're going to be despised, hated of all men, rejected. I have no problem with that. Blessed are you when men hate you, despise you, and reject you, and say all manner of evil against you. Not because of your damn hypocrisy, your self-righteousness, not because you think you're right. We're justified by Yahshua. You can't do anything justly. You can't do anything right. So I'm blessed. So it makes no difference. The world commands all. You think Yah is going to command such subpar performance? You're a fool if you think that. You think he's going to receive your subpar performance? Come on, brothers. You think you're going to take the truth of Yah, suppress it, reject it, and find some way to fit corruption in there and think you're going to please him? You're a liar. You don't capitulate on the word of Yah. I don't care if it's for wife, son's daughter, whomever. I said to Elder Martin this morning, I said, as far as me and my house, I'm going to serve Yah. I'm not going to turn back on him for nothing. Hallelujah. Not for a wife. She will go to hell. Not for a son. Jezebel Torah, a mammon lord that despises Yah. Then you put your child in their hands. I wouldn't. Man of strength there. Bless you, my deacon. 2 years. Let them anoint your children. Put their damn mouths on them. Nah. Well, that's my cousin. To hell with your cousin. I don't take nothing back. That's why we have no problem giving them over to the world today. And let the world train their minds. You're going to pay for that, you parents.
You train them up in the fear. You nurture them in the nurturing of Yah. And when they're old, they will not pass. You correct them. And don't spare her little buttocks because she cries. You don't justify one's wrong. I will. And don't spare them for crime because you saved them from hell. You fools don't believe that. Did he say his people were foolish? Okay, fools. How do you know you're fool? Because you can't hear, you can't understand, you can't do what Yah commands. You know you're fool. You're fool, man. You rather obey man, let every man be a liar, and yet Yah, let Yah be the truth. And he is the truth. And I declare unto you the truth, uncompromising, without fear of any retribution, as to what you can do to me. You can only bless me. That's all you can do. Nothing else. If you reject me, you still bless me. If you say all manners of words against me, you still bless me. It makes no difference. You bless me. If you're my friend, you bless me. You're my enemy, you bless me. Hallelujah. I'm still beracht of Yah. So I will declare unto you the oracles. I stop there. But I do want to finish this message. I got more to this, all right. And the other part is even better. May Yah brock you all, you that are listening by live stream. May He bless you today and may He fill your love with greatness of rejoicing. Hallelujah. That your Ruah be filled with the truth of Yah and that you love His truth above all things. You delight in the instructions of Almighty Yahweh, His counsel. We need His counsel in this hour of all things. We need Him to speak to us and talk to us. We need that. The markets of the world, they're crumbling. Whether you believe that. We're so concerned with our covetousness and our greeds, we don't pay attention to the things of simplicity. It's coming down. This whore that has seduced many. Hallelujah. She's coming down. She's going to fall like a Jezebel. She's going to fall flat of her face. And you're going to see people in derision. Great derision. It's amazing how they trick the people, and how the bankers of New York and the brokers make $200,000-$300,000 bonuses on a fictitious market selling paper. Selling paper. And now the paper is just as worthless as it is as it's tumbling. My prayer when I say, let it fall, Yah. I pray that. The dollar bill is losing such power against the yen, the euro. I say, Yah, please let it fall. Please. That's my prayer. I don't pray that He restore it. I pray that it falls. Fall. And if you Israel, you will live by Emunah. It's going to weed out the tear. Yah, that's my prayer. Let this economy fall. That the dollar has no value. Period. It has very little today. None whatsoever. This is a wicked generation. It's stingy with Yah. It's a generation stingy with Yah because they serve their masters. Their house payments, their car insurance and all that. Take every nickel. When it comes to Yah, there's no willingness to even give. The people that are listening to me today will not send one dime, and yet they have been fed to the fullest. And they sit there all the time and listen. And what a damnable shame. We don't need no money from nobody. I'll be glad when all money's. Take it all, Yah. That's my prayer. Take it all. You sisters will have nothing then to spend but faith then. You brothers as well. Take it all, Yah. Take it all. And yet when it comes to those that they are fearful of, they will do everything for them. When it comes to Yah, they have no fear. I believe what He says, bring all ye the tithes and offerings. That has not changed into His bayah.
that there would be the wherewithal.
He doesn't change that. I don't give a damn what experience you had with some crook.
It's amazing that, I want to say this, I know he's probably listening. He said he was going to be here this week, but Brother Ricky, he said to me one day, Pastor Robert, he says, amazing that even the people that come and visit, you know, that people come, they don't even leave an offering, a nickel. Not that we need the money, but they don't leave a dime. They're just wicked. That's right. They can't go anywhere. They're wicked as hell, and they think they love Yah. And Yah bring them to a place where man of Yah, that Pastor Roberts answered all my questions, everything I had problem with, he answered that. And they will not send one nickel, one dime. And hear the word of Yah. And they're getting fat. But it's a false, it's not a healthy fatness they're getting. Now you got to obey him in all the truth. And so what these lion dogs do, they take that part of Melechiah and tell them you're cursed if you don't do that. And Yah says you're cursed because you don't give honor to my name. Same book too, isn't it? Hallelujah. So I don't say that to try to get monies. I said to one brother one day, he sends an offering. I said, brother, you call me every time you got a problem. You call me. Send an offering. Stop calling me. Send an offering, man. These folks are wicked because their God is their money. That's why they don't want to part with it. You and your money is going to hell. You and your money. They're wicked as hell. He said, bring your tithes and offering. No, not just tithes. Give an offering. Yes, send an offering, you that are listening. Hallelujah. Give an offering to Yah. Another about $50. You give an offering every month to the wicked. They take everything. They take every dime. That is the truth. And yet Yah still feeds us. He still. Don't be an extortion. Don't sit in the presence of Yah and eat. And you know you're eating falsely. Give to Yah. Hallelujah. Speaking to all of you. You that are here and you that are listening. Give to Yah. Ain't nothing more greater than giving. I love to give too. I do. I have no problem with giving. If I had it, I'd give. I don't have anything. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, rise in the power of Yah and let him heal you. I give you HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I say to the brothers often as I close, I'm going to live and die by this. I live and die. I am. I can't be a false brother and say one thing or reprove you about a matter and I'm not doing it. It's one of the most despicable things to me if one gets up here and tries to reprove and they're not walking in the light of that themselves. That troubles me. It does. These same lying preachers tell folks to give. They give nothing. They give nothing. Well, do you all give? We send money out here all the time. We give. Sure we do. Yeah, we do. And so what this generation rather do, they rather think they send some money somewhere to Africa, somewhere they're doing right. Nah, this is where you found out about the brother in Africa. Send it here. That's how you do it. Send it to me. But then men stand in this pulpit and say all kinds of things. It's a matter of Yah, he's a prophet, all this. He's a false brother. They will not get one nickel. Their brothers that have come here will not get, they don't give nothing. This is the truth. They sit out there and listen to this broadcast all the time. They sit and listen, will not send one dime. Then they have the faithful few that brothers like Brother Mike and Sister Michael are he shouldn't. Every week. Sometimes they send $300-$500 here a week. Just got little simple jobs. But they've counted up the costs. And then you hypocrites. Sure they will. Sure they will. That's how they send. That's the truth. And if I read you all the letters, every time they send something, this is Yah's. Bless you, man of Yah. Take Yah's gifts for whatever purpose they need it for. We give it. And they give it with such delight too. You know what? You can sense it. You can sense it. He gives us such a quietness. And he doesn't live here. But that's what he gives. That's what he sends almost every week. He may send a check today, $230. Then 3 days later, 170, 180, 200. That's the way they send.
He doesn't hold back. Nah. And he's just a little forklift driver. Now, you that are listening there, those that tell me, well, I'm going to do this. Don't wait for some time. Give now. I don't need you to wait 6 months. I don't want you to wait and see how your situations pan out. Give now. Coward, you have no faith. I'm telling me that. Well, give it now. Don't wait 6 months. Don't wait to see if I'm genuine. If you're a jackass, don't know I'm genuine, then go to hell. Don't even listen. You fool. I don't take that back. I mean that. Hallelujah. I can tell when someone is sincere, when they're real. I don't have to take them through my litmus test. My litmus test is nothing. It's a test of the truth. If the man speaks the truth, don't wait for no 6 months. Don't wait for no year. Give. Tomorrow's not a problem. The pastor over there write me, they have no place to hold tabernacle. Say, Pastor Robert, please, in his letter, you can help us buy a piece of land. We're going to get the land. We're going to help him buy the land. We are going to do that. I am going to do that. Hallelujah. We're waiting for the letters to come so everything will be settled. You know, it doesn't take 2 or 3 days like if you send a letter, especially delivered from here, California's there overnight. Their system is not like ours. You understand? Oh, then God. Or in Kenya, it's not like ours. It's not. It may take a couple of weeks for a little simple letter to get there. Come on. They don't have the expedience of a system, an advanced system like we have here. You know what he asked for today? He really never asked for money. He asked if you all can please, because they hear the shofar here for Sukkoth. Please, Pastor, you can send us a ram's horn. We got to get them a ram's horn over there so they blow the shofar. Hallelujah. So you that are listening, you that always, there have been those, Pastor Robert, I'm going to do that. They don't do nothing. When they talk like that, I don't listen to men like that. I read a brother, like that little brother who came here, almost every week he sends an offering. I haven't even gone to pick the offering up. He sent it electronically. Sweet little brother. He's going to be here in another week or two. I told him, you can come back, my brother. I like you. I like him. First thing I did when he came, shut his mouth. He said, listen to me, boy. You didn't come here to tell us. Come on, boy. Be quiet. You listen to me. Hallelujah. No disrespect for him. He's a young lad. I'm as old as his daddy. So be quiet. He's always getting problems in his home because I hope they're not listening to his mom and dad because he keeps Pastor Roberts on. They're getting a little quiet there. Hallelujah. So hope they didn't hear that. But he gives. Come on. God loves a cheerful giver. Just give. I can say that because I've always done that. I've given when I had to walk to work, when I had no vehicle. Because I trusted Yah. That's how I think. I don't care what experience you had with some man. I had a man write me the other day. He's telling me how wicked his thoughts are. I'm going to write him and reprove him. I hope he's listening. The juvenileness of his attitude. And he said, I'm not going to even send him no more tithes because the tithes going to curse you. I said, man, what a juvenileness. That's what the enemy wants something to do. I'm not going to send no more offering because they might offer a curse to you. Man, you're just going through battles. You're going to have trials. And you might as well gut up and gear up and grow up and prepare yourself for the battle. That's all. Don't take one word back. And quit acting like a child. Whether he sent his tithes or not doesn't mean anything. It behooves him to send because it behooves him to put him in the place where the blessings of Yah is going to flow. What? That his mind is renewed and refreshed. Well, why do you think he's having the battle? Because the enemy knows that what he's on to now is something different than what he's been on in the past. That is the truth. May Yah barak you all. May he bless you all. You that are listening, my friends, our listeners, Pastor Roberts, he's talking. May he bless you. May Yah barak you all. Come on, my singers. Come on, Brother Patrick, y'all. This is for you that are listening. You that heavy today. Our song. I know we'll get back to our other song, but I just like this one. This one is all right. I like what it says. So may Yah barak you all today. May this Shabbat be one of great fatness. May your love be filled with the fatness of Yah. Song is dedicated to you all. Our friends, you that are listening. Send an offering on this week. Bless the works of Yah. And Pastor Roberts, he used everything righteously and not for some filthy loss or anything like that. Don't do that, brothers and sisters.
So send an offering, a gift. Just an offering. One that will, these land dogs tell you that will hurt you. You're not going to be hurting. But send an offering. You that can send a few hundred, send that. 1,000. We're not begging. They will bless you to do that. May Yah bless you the Shabbaton. May His riches fill you and Yahshua. Come on. Stand to our feet. Yah, we do barak you this day for all things. We want our love to become a home for you, your word to have free course in us, and that the witness and truth of Yahshua be revealed in us. Touch everyone here today, watch over them, those that are ailing in their bodies, all those that may have some infirmity. Touch them all, I pray, our friends and listeners. And pray for them all. Everyone, Yah, we don't know everyone by name. The sisters there in Hamilton, Virginia. Just bless them all. We total you, Yah, for their kind gifts and offerings, the strength to help the ministry. Bless us all today, I pray. Give us a rest. Bless us all today here, I do pray. Let all the ears hear today the words that you intend for them to hear. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yeshua cry, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.